And welcome to our show, Geeks Are Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And we're changing it up this week, but I'm still your host, Bill, and we have another host, Anthony. Hi, Anthony. So what we're doing is we're changing up because a friend of the podcast we've been on, they are needing some help with some during this time. They ended up setting up a GoFundMe, and they have other information out there. They also have a Patreon themselves. They've also talked about their podcast. Their Patreon is patreon.com/deeplydapper. Their link will be in the show notes, along with the link to their GoFundMe page to go help out on their medical bills. And a link to their Facebook link so you can help support, because GoFundMe is good for getting, because GoFundMe takes some of the money off the top. But the more people donate, the more it helps out. But you also can, in their Facebook link, you can link to give them money through Venmo or PayPal, which they get 100% of. You just have to go through it, and you have to, don't say you're sending to a business, say you're sending to a person. Well, at least on the PayPal part. I don't know about Venmo. I don't have a Venmo. I figured I only got one of PayPal services, and it was PayPal OG. I use PayPal a lot. Actually, how are you on eBay not using PayPal? I know, but it's a good support. And actually, about a year ago, you had to. They were like super integrated. Aw. And you've had, I've not had issues with PayPal. I've had actually. Yeah. Okay. Actually, speaking of Amazon, I didn't even throw this in the show notes. You just kind of sidetracked me. Amazon is looking at buying a company. I'm pretty sure this is a different company. What company did I talk about last week? Oh, yeah. There's a different one. So that was also a lot of rumors. They still haven't heard 100 officialness on that one. Netflix or Disney. Yeah. Actually, really, it makes sense, is what it is. And again, go ahead. Oh, I was going to say, with Disney, they have all the information. Again, they have the digital, they have the theaters, and they're a big movie producer. Yeah. You see that? So it's apparently in It's another rumor, I guess. Now I'm looking, I was like, actually, I was hearing this was official. Looking through all the news articles, it's... Yeah. Understand. So it's JCPenney. Yep, they were one of the many, many casualties. But Amazon, who is one of the winners, is looking at them, which I could see a brick and mortar store or even just working with them. Uh-huh. But they have a brick and mortar store, and they haven't implemented it. No. They have, they own a brick and mortar brand store, and they haven't implemented that stuff in those stores. I'm talking about Whole Foods. Hey, but it's still, it's not that hard to implement it that way. Go on, Walmart's even looked at that stuff. Well, that was one of the many evolutions. But Walmart has even looked at the idea of trying to get pure cashierless. You load up your cart, you walk out the store, it scans all the little RFIDs or NFCs or whatever else is in your products. It's not that bad. What? Is it all? Oh. Ah, I see. And that's the thing. Sometimes places get... And it was just one of the many. I was just kind of looking through it. I was like, eh. A lot of them are about the bankruptcy. There is, you know, other non-Forbes. Kind of like Facebook does their stuff. And they haven't done that with Whole Foods. Like, a lot of people still forget that Whole Foods is owned by. I know, we have the healthy store, and I think the closest Whole Foods is Salt Lake City. And, yes, Idaho Falls. The healthy store. I think I'm pretty sure that's the name of it. There's a couple of them there, but I'm pretty sure that's the name of them. The farmer's market. Totally different story. You have or have not? Downtown. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Downtown. You gotta talk about the iPhone some more? Did you get it? Did you get it? Oh. Oh. Not the SE. All right. You can just throw it, send in the chat system, and I'll throw it in the show notes through my magical keyboard. I have magic. Oh, they're not even talking about the earbud part? They're not going to ship them with earbuds. No, they have the lightning plug, earbuds. That's what they've been sending them with for the last couple of versions. Oh, yeah, true. No, it's just kind of like, just kind of click it on it a few times. Oh, you want me to, so it's about the no charging? That would make sense, I guess. Okay, yeah, make sure what it says. Is it iPhone 12? It looks pretty. What's its refresh rate? It's so last year. Come on. Everyone's already up to like 160. Well, yeah. So I found through India Today, there is a concept phone without any ports on it. Let me throw that in the show notes for you. So I can look at it instead of looking at the India Today. And it'll have a, so there is supposedly also they're going to have the fingerprint through the screen option. I like both. I like the option of both. I was like, That's always fun. Okay. Yes. And your pop sockets, too. You just have to take them off. But they're Apple. Yeah. You need the wireless charge to the front of the screen. Possible. And then they also get slapped by the EU for not being proprietary enough. Remember, Apple is starting. That could be the reason. That actually could be a reason why they're getting rid of the wireless or the wired charging, is they don't want to deal with EU's forcing everybody to use a standard on charging. Why? Well, yeah, but well, that's if Apple ever walks into that. And even with USB-C, there is four different ways to charge USB-C. You can either use Qualcomm's technology. The OnePlus has the Warp technology. There's one that has a little more of a standard by through most people, but then Google has their own. The physical connector, yeah. Probably. You're back with barrel connectors. Yeah. That's. And they probably will one day. But. Yeah. That's the way some laws work, or the way some people understand, or the people that make the laws, the way they understand the technology. The only reason why the push came really hard for you to be able to move your phone and your number, and that Apple could be on any provider, was when Apple came out their phone, they were only available on, I think, AT&T, And Verizon, you know, still number one at the time even, was like, we're not doing it. And Apple's like, we're not negotiating with you. Either take us as we are or not. And Congress actually made laws so they could have their iPhones on their, you know, on the who they wanted them through. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that turned AT&T from, like, you know, the fifth rung cell phone provider to number two. Mm-hmm. Hindsight? Meh. Oh, I almost forgot. There was something else going on. The Microsoft Build event is going on. So they have a 2-day event of just shows and all this other stuff. And by 2 days, I mean 48 hours. And by 48 hours, I mean all 48 hours. Yeah. There's definitely a lot of that with it. Yes. But not all of it is, like, there is stuff that happens at midnight that they don't repeat. Then there's a few others they repeat. So you could be missing out on something because you want to sleep, or you could just kind of push through. Yeah, I admit I looked at it and then I hit a moment where I was like, I am not going to be up. So I'm just like, I'm unregistering from a bunch of stuff that I like hopped. It says I was going to go watch. Oh yeah, actually by the time this goes up, this is over, but you can review them. You can review the public ones that didn't require an RSVP. They had closed events that you required an RSVP, which they brought you into Teams to use. But you were able to quickly ask questions and kind of go through it. You're still able to ask questions, actually, in all of them. But the closed ones were more, this is, you know, for the people who make it in. It was interesting. It seemed like it was trying to be more personal for these type of events. And there's ups and downs. Like they talked about some of the, like, C Sharp and .NET and C Sharp 9. Yeah. So there's a lot of cool stuff. Yeah. There's tons of interesting stuff. There's other stuff where they were talking about using Excel for automation, which I thought was really interesting. But unless your company or your student account has it turned on, you aren't getting to it. Like, that is the only way to get to it. What? Well, but that's with your student account or your business, yes. But that also means you subscribe to a 365 account for personal or family. You don't get it either. I actually asked them that question. I was like, do you have this? And they were like, well, we're going to roll it out to businesses, and then we're going to roll it out for military and government. And we just don't have any plans for the personal and family accounts. No, it wasn't macros. It was like you could automate, like, it kind of reminded me of macros, but it's a little bit more advanced. But it still was macro, because you still have to accept the macro, I guess. So it was a more advanced version of macro, I guess, at that point. He was showing JavaScript, but I'm sure, well, yeah, I guess you, it would be, yeah, you're right. So this one would have been more simple then. It was mostly like filling out documents or getting people to sign the documents or fill out numbers and documents. That was some of the stuff they were showing. Like I saw some possibilities for it, but I wanted to play with it first. Basically, I'm never going to be able to play with it. Yeah, through your Microsoft account or your Yahoo account or your Gmail account. You can just sign in with those. Something else they did bring out, though, was Visual Studio Code through the web, through a browser. That was actually really cool because Visual Studio Code is on Linux, Mac, and Windows. It's super simple, but they made it. They brought in a dark mode. They brought in the ability to transfer. So if you log into your one computer and you go to another computer and you log in with your Visual Studio, everything that you had set up on your Visual Studio on computer one comes to computer two. Or sometimes in the next cube, they'll go over and they just don't want to stand up. Yeah. Yes. Because instead of like hovering over somebody's shoulder, you get to like watch the screen a little bit. It's like, hey, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can chat in Visual Studio Code or have video and audio in Visual. Yeah, inside it. Microsoft Teams. Have you had any the video meetings yet through Microsoft Teams or conference calls? Okay. While you're in the conference call, have you somebody else messaged you in Teams? So you have to like minimize the conference call and go over to that message and in a totally different channel and respond to it. So they're getting ready to release a pop-out for that. It's currently in beta right now, but it sounded like it was going to come out pretty soon. When you minimize it, you end up hovering over the three dots or the kebab, and there will be a pop-out option. Right now, it is in the beta. There's that too. I like calling it the kebab, you know, like the three lines or a hamburger. Stick with the foods. So you click on the kebab, you say pop out, it pops up to a full size window. So you get back if somebody's actually sharing their screen like that, you get a full size window and you get your full size chat window. So you're able to talk to somebody in different channels or individuals that aren't in this meeting or you're not chatting in the meeting. And you get, especially the multi-monitor setup, you have one monitor for your meeting, you have one monitor for your chatting, you have one monitor for your YouTube videos. I mean, your work. Well, maybe it is a YouTube video you're supposed to be working on. And you're also, if you have to change computers, you're able to jump Teams from one computer to another computer or to your phone. So you can like just cast. Basically, you're saying, I'm not here anymore. I'm going to be on this device over here. And it follows you. It's a lot easier. Oh, yeah. No, it's not that complicated anymore.
It's way easier.
There was actually some really interesting stuff they came out with. Like, some of it was really cool, interesting, I see being useful. Some of it was, like I said, some of it was very much for the business. And I was like, that's so-so. Some of it I kind of wanted to get into. Ended up, you know, I've been kind of looking and thinking about dabbling into C# a little bit and .NET a little bit. They had a good .NET, C# webinar, whatever they're called, experience, talk. I don't even know what these are called. Live event. Event. Call them that. And then also, that's the other thing that's really interesting is CEO, Satya Nadella. Is that his name? Pronouncing it? I'll go with that. He talking about it and everything. It was really cool. Some presenters are way more active and have had more sleep and more coffee than others. And some have better internet connections than others as well. Yes, it is a thing. Everyone's still at home. Yeah. You're having to... See, I just used my Microsoft account. It pretty much had everything there. Ah, drat. Personal. I have a personal one. I have a very nice personal one. The fact that you're having to fill out so much extra information. I did have to tie my personal one to... That was the other thing that was weird. Like, this is a Microsoft.com website. It's like mybuild.microsoft.com. And they also... Then they have, like, learn... I think it's learn.microsoft.com. I don't know. I'll put a link in the show notes to it. And it was... Let's see the... What is it? Oh, no. docs.microsoft.com. But I had to, like, tie my account into these Microsoft things, and then I got notifications that I had linked my Microsoft account to things. I'm like, yeah, I linked my Microsoft account to my Microsoft stuff. Thanks for letting me know. Yeah. 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 I don't know. Yeah. And the other thing, it sounded like they were getting rid of Microsoft MSDN certs to replace it maybe with something else. I was a little confused about that. Kind of like, okay. So that's the nice thing about Microsoft Learn is that there's so much you can do to learn, whether you're learning a programming language, whether you're doing stuff to go down a certain path for free. Because they were getting rid of their link with one of the ed programs. Oh, I forgot. Yeah. No, not that one. No, there's another one. Something Ed. Yeah, I did a couple things for them. It was free, but they're closing that one down to move it over to Microsoft Learn. Yeah. EdX. That was it.
I was like, what's this Ed thing?
Yeah, that is it. You know, they're getting rid of the EdX to shift it over to Learn, which is also interesting. That, like, you've seen how much all these companies own, because, like, Microsoft also owns LinkedIn.
It's like, oh yeah, that's a thing I keep forgetting about.
Yeah. Well, that's why they had to label it Instagram by Facebook. So if you go download the app again, it says that specifically. Or a Facebook company or whatever it is. No, it was not. They bought it. That was one of their many, many things. Just use your same login. And then link it to your Facebook account. And that defeats the purpose, if you're going to use the single sign-on, because everything's going to be linked anyways. They're going to have that information. I decided it was good to start separating all of them out so they don't have as much creeping into each other. And then also, instead of having one point of failure, I have a different one point of failure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. A really, really complicated long password. Well, long. Long is better than complicated. Well, you can do that. Just make sure, you know, that's included in the giant sentence paragraph that your password is. I don't know. Which next thing is the next thing? Oh, on the have talked about section? Okay.
What happened?
Do you want me to do it? Okay. All right. It was part of an event. Forget where it originally started, but probably. We can always go with that. Oh, no, that was just part of it. So there was, okay, before you even get that far in, if those that had gotten into the next area and had kind of built up their characters pretty well, they would survive it. Weaker characters actually killed them. So there was actually a problem with that, that weak characters were actually dying because of this virus. Then there's, I don't know, about the pet one, but I do know that it got outside of the area. And oh, yeah, and it even went to NPCs who couldn't die, which basically means you were dealing with people that don't show side effects. The NPCs wouldn't die, but they would carry it. So you go interact with an NPC, and then you get the virus. Well, okay, the virus didn't. So NPCs that couldn't die. How about that? Yeah. Yes. And they did, well, they did study it before for how pandemics work, but they're able to put it into research with coronavirus. And that, you know, try to see how things go. So even social distancing or staying away from each other and all that with World of Warcraft didn't end up officially working. Like, you didn't officially be. It just kept spreading. It just kept being a thing and a problem. They actually had to reset the server. Yeah. Oh, okay. It wasn't QA'd very well. That's why QA is important. It's always the thing. Give it a negative one. Divide it by zero. Yep. We were able to use it for good information and flawed. Yeah. Yeah. HE double hockey sticks. Ah. Well, you could do an internal test. That's technically what public testing is all the time. That's what you do certain things, but the information is not released to the public, or even just having people do things, you know, for surveys or trials and all that. So you have these tests. You could do tests, just have things set up, see how people react, but it would have to be something big. You'd have to be, you know, WoW is probably still the biggest one. I don't even know. Is it still? So, you do realize I play lots of MMOs that none of them are WoW, right? I don't play Eve. It's still Elder Scrolls, ESO. Really? Okay, if I can trust Game Rant, as of February 12th, 2020, WoW is number 8 out of the top 10 for MMOs, massive by nature, with these maps. Oh, it's how much to explore. Never mind. They're the 8th largest map. I was trying to go users or active users. Here, let me throw that in the show notes so you can take a look at it. I'm going to keep on looking for the active user. But yeah, there are 8. There is bigger maps. And that's 2018. I want to find something a little more recent. Oh, you're saying it's bigger? And the only thing is, I looked through it, and I was questioning that too. I was like, but they don't have anything newer on it. So I'm kind of disappointed in them. I know, that's what I was like, Yeah, I see that. Let's see. I think I may have found. And yes, WoW is number 1. Still. So I have a couple locations that I'll be able to use. I have BStreamer and MMO Populations. When you skipped over mine. In 6th place, ESO. Just a big old long name that doesn't say ESO. That's actually the other funny. Oh, I see. Okay, they have 2 charts. Yeah. Which is interesting because it's in second place on that one. And that I guess that's the other thing. So it's with population. I'm betting that just means, like, congratulations, you have a Facebook account even though you haven't logged into it for 5 years. We count you. And I've logged into WoW. I've logged into Destiny 2. I play ESO. I don't think I've ever done Guild Wars 2 or maybe RuneScape. I do have characters on Black Desert Online. It was like the 10th place on the total numbered player count. So for this, if you're going to go active players, I guess that's what the bottom chart is. Yeah, that's what I mean. Those are the words that came out of my mouth. Except for... No, it's fine. Well, then the other one, so the B streamer puts World of Warcraft in number one place with, they were talking about it, recent leaks suggest that World of Warcraft boasted a massive 1.7 million to 3.4 million subscribed players. So that would be, that you could literally count that as active players, I guess, because they're making money. Whether you're playing or not, you're paying. And because that'll make things a little different. Like Final Fantasy 14, they're going at approximately 640,000 monthly players. And then third place is ESO with 500,000 monthly active players. The thing is, ESO, you don't need to pay monthly to play. And technically, and there's also, apparently there's something else that the Elder Scrolls Online is listed third in our list, mostly for the most played MMORPG of 2019, despite the recent 2.5 million active player comment by Matt V4. Apparently there's also 2.5 million, but they might be counting the people, you know, every time they do these free events. Because there's constantly free weekends on PC or on Xbox or on PlayStation. Yeah. In Elder Scrolls, you can pay monthly and you get access to all the areas and you get gold or all this other, you get these bonuses and benefits and extra, you know, you get a big old storage for equipment or for things that you use to make other things. Yeah, well, not consumables. Not things you eat, but things like crafting items. You get like an unlimited crafting storage box. So there's advantages to paying the monthly, or you just buy them when they come out. and I'm a casual player kind of, I just log on, play for a little bit here and there, and then join a guild, build things, sell things, advance my character a little bit, and then don't play for like 3 to 6 months. I'm like, I enjoy it, but I really just don't have anybody that I just really hop on with and just like, oh yeah, we're going to play this together and this is going to be fun. And so you, yeah. Hmm. And that's why I buy the ones I want. Like the Thieves Guild came out. I bought the pack for that. And I can play it. It's mine. I don't have to worry about it going away. And like Black Desert Online, it's free. You know, the B streamer, they put it in sixth place with 350,000 monthly players. You can play it on a mobile, you can play it on a PC. You go to the bottom and you click next page. There's two pages. Luckily, there's only two pages instead of that 10-page stupidity. They even put Star Wars The Old Republic on this, which I downloaded and was great to log back into, because I still have a bounty hunter on that I played, and they're saying 135 monthly players. Apparently you can wander around there and not see anybody, Blade and Soul, or Neverwinter. But I like that, but I dislike that too. Like, yes, it's nice to pull people in and like play, especially in some little event that you're not quite making it through. So you're just like, looking for group or whatever. And then, but most of the time, like ESO, it's like playing Skyrim, but with the option of friends. And that's what I kind of like about it. It's like, I'm very much of a solo player. Like I said, I'm going to log off for 3 to 6 months, which means no one's going to want to keep me in their guild. I understand that. That's fine. Kick me out of your guild. I probably shouldn't be in your guild because I'm not playing at the time. I'm not helping you guys out. But when I'm helping out, yeah, we'll join together. We'll have fun. I'll even like help support. And I was helping somebody in like making a bunch of stuff and like sold it to him for super cheap. I'm like, here, or even just like handing stuff over. I'm like, I really don't need this. This is more experience building because I have a couple characters. And that's the other thing. When you pay, you get more character slots that you can play. But you still get, I think, like 5 character slots on the free account just for buying the game. I think you might get 10 when you pay. Like, you might double it. I know, it's nothing grand, but oh. Well, in Black Desert Online, I think they have like 3 servers, so just on the North American one. And I think you can have 5 per server on that one. At least on the mobile you do. I never played on the PC or the Xbox. I know it's there. I just never played it on those. But we're at the hour, so we should probably wrap things up. Do you have any famous last words or great jokes or? All right. Well, I'm going to let you in on a secret where I get all my fun dad jokes from. It's from the database.